Today, I brought you another fascinating technique from the field of time management. This simple but extremely effective technique can fundamentally change the way you make decisions and help you navigate your day more efficiently and decisively. And with that, welcome to episode 19 of our podcast, Success is Not Luck. And this episode is about the 3-second rule. And before we delve deeper into the topic, let me first briefly explain what the 3-second rule is about. The idea is very simple. As soon as you are faced with a decision, especially when it comes to everyday smaller decisions, you give yourself exactly 3 seconds to make the decision and then act accordingly. This rule aims to minimize hesitation, which, as you surely know, often blocks us. It is based on the principle that most spontaneous decisions are just as good or even better than those we think about for a long time. But to fully understand this 3-second rule now, let's really start with the origins and the psychological principles behind it. It's not just something someone randomly made up, some arbitrary idea was conceived, but it is based on profound insights into human behavior and quick decision making. It relies on the theory that our brain can process information extremely quickly, especially when it comes to very simple or routine decisions. By setting ourselves a fictional but very binding deadline, we make optimal use of this natural ability of our brain. And if we now think back to our lives, some also to the current situation, the finish line, the theoretical deadline of 3-2, one has not only established eBay well for themselves, but I have the feeling, it's certainly true for me and maybe for some others as well, something happens. Wisely, it also came the other way around. 1, 2, 3, well, you know what I mean. It's very, very deep within us. But first, let's get to the hesitation. Hesitation often arises from overanalysis or from fear, or let's say respect of making a wrong decision. But if you limit yourself to only 3 seconds, then you simply don't have enough time in this state of, let's say, lead to decision paralysis. And instead, this rule promotes a type of gut feeling decision, which is often surprisingly effective. And now let's dive into the research field, because studies in decision psychology actually show that very quick decisions are often driven by intuitive processes that are deeply rooted in our subconscious. And these processes can not only be extremely effective, especially when we have experiences from similar situations or from the past, but they also help us to activate and thus use our innate cognitive abilities and also draw on previous experiences. Sounds very theoretical now. So let's dive into a few examples. It is Monday morning and we are standing in front of the wardrobe again. What on earth should we wear? Yes. A lot of people spend unnecessarily much time choosing their outfits. In some cases, this might, of course, be sensible, but the 3-second rule can help us make a quick decision here. Imagine standing in front of the closet. 3, 2, 1. Okay, I'll take that. And go. And as a rule, it will be intuitive. Very often, it's the case that you take what you would have chosen first anyway. In professional life, the 3-second rule is particularly useful for prioritizing tasks. The to-do list now. Imagine there are more than one item in it in the morning. That can happen. So now it's a long to-do list. And instead of overthinking and prioritizing each task and pondering where exactly my frog is and all, just start, apply the rule. to determine the next task to be completed as quickly as possible. 3, 2, 1, boom, I start with that one now. Ideally, you have already labeled them a bit according to quick wins, eat, the frog, and similar. But also in meetings where many very small decisions often have to be made, the application of such a 3-second rule can greatly contribute to using meeting time more efficiently. You can over-discuss everything, or you could simply ask, come on, what do you say? 3, 2, 1, boom. For example, when deciding who should lead a specific project or which items should be next on the agenda. Often, the first decision is very, very often the right one. I also fondly remember my time in the corporation. We had our team meeting once a week. And first of all, whenever it came to a decision, our boss asked us for our opinion very quickly. And it was almost like the 3-2-1 rule, only she didn't count to 3, just to 1, then randomly called out names. What do you think about this and that topic, Marcus? Or who should lead the project? Marcus, what do you say? And so she just randomly picked a few people, and you really didn't have time to think about it extensively. A small additional advantage was that you were extremely online and attentive, and not on your phone or anything else. I'll give you some more personal examples later where you can also apply the rule very well. But first, let's go back to the advantages of the whole thing. So one of the biggest advantages of the 3-second rule is the increase in efficiency. By making decisions faster, you can complete more tasks in less time. And wasn't that what we all actually wanted, what this podcast is about? So higher productivity. On the topic of productivity, I highly recommend again the podcast episode on efficiency and effectiveness, because one is not the same as the other. But I assume that if you haven't listened to this podcast from episode 1, you will catch up, as it's like a big course that continually builds on itself and refers back to previous episodes. Another significant advantage is demonstrably the reduction of stress, and I will say it again, decision paralysis. Respect for making a supposedly wrong decision, or because they simply have way too many options. The fear of making the wrong decision from many options is often greater than making no decision at all. When you apply pressure with the 3-second rule, you force people, and of course yourself, to listen to your gut feeling, to act quickly, and to have fear of making wrong decisions. No time for that to arise greatly for now. Psychologically speaking, the rule actually helps build confidence in one's own decision-making abilities. To strengthen. Because when people see that their quick decisions often lead to good results, they trust more and more in their intuition and abilities. And this can naturally lead to a significantly better, more positive self-image, and also lead to inner peace. And who wouldn't want that? So overall, a small rule with a very, very, very big effect and great benefits. With all these advantages, there have to be disadvantages too. And there are. There are disadvantages and, of course, also limits to the whole thing. One of the most obvious drawbacks is that, of course, not all decisions in the future should be made using this method. Not all are really suited for quick thinking. Complex, highly important decisions such as financial investments or career changes require a bit more consideration and should not be made under time pressure. So, for example, do not make the final decision to purchase a property dependent on this 3-second rule. However, that doesn't mean you can't get an initial sense from the rule. For example, I have gotten used to, when I see a prospectus, usually the first page with the header followed by a first picture. And with this first picture, I naturally get a gut feeling about it. Everyone does. But my gut feeling, I immediately think, buy, don't buy. Feels good, feels less good. And I remember that and then look further into the expose and am always surprised how much this first impression already applies to everything else. Very often, I have this initial impression That's good. Then I read the numbers and think, I somehow don't see yet what's good about it. But further on, I find what's really great about it, or the opposite. I immediately have the feeling, whoo, fixer-upper, work problems, and that gets confirmed. Another challenge could be the quality of the decision. Although quick decisions are often very effective, they can also lead to hasty mistakes, especially if made without sufficient information. And in the worst case, this could have negative consequences. Let me give a very simple example. In the morning from the wardrobe, 3-second rule, I'm really going to polarize it now. And you reach for the bathrobe, take the bathrobe, put it on, say it was within the 3-second rule, and today you have a job interview. I'll put it this way, you will be remembered. So who knows, in today's times, it might even lead to someone saying he is individual, creative, let's hire him, but unlikely. So in that respect, it's not really. For everyone, something, how can you, for every situation, but how can you avoid this now? What is the right, what is the less right situation? The possibility is, of course, to apply this rule flexibly. So use the 3-second rule for everyday and minor decisions, or for an initial gut feeling where the risk of an error is low or the impact of an error is very low. And for important decisions, please, of course, take the time you need to consider all available information and then to act thoughtfully in the truest sense of the word. So what's important is a kind of balance between speed and caution. And now a very important warning for a very small group of people. There are people who tend to make impulsive decisions anyway. And I think each of us knows at least one of these people we're talking about. And for this kind of person, the 3-second rule might actually reinforce the behavior, which is not always desirable. In such cases, it might be more helpful to use techniques to slow down the decision-making process. There are a number of great techniques for this as well. Feel free to write me if you would like to have an episode about this on the podcast. Back to practice. How do we do this now? Well, a good start is to first be in a controlled environment and practice. Start with decisions that low barrier and where mistakes do not have severe consequences. So, of course, choosing clothes on a Saturday or Sunday when you are not going to work but perhaps staying at home or going to town is significantly less fraught with consequences than when you wear them to work. One example would be at lunch. Just this afternoon, I was in a restaurant with my dear wife. Aside from the fact that I know the menu relatively well, I have made it a point in the restaurant to the method that I use this 3-second rule. I look at the menu and the first thing that appeals to me, and often I find it within 3 seconds, that's what I choose. I don't pay attention to the rest of the menu. Now, of course, one could say, oh, how boring. Then you might miss out on a lot, a whole lot. Yes. How many of you have made an initial decision then said, I'll look at the whole menu again only to revert to the first decision when ordering? And indeed, I deviate just a little bit because it is, after all, somewhat not very sensible if I make the decision immediately. I close the menu and everyone else feels a bit pressured. So I make this decision in my mind, I'll take this, and then I browse a little more through the menu to see what else I could have chosen. I actually stay firm with my first choice, but for next time, that would also be a reason to visit this restaurant again. To make the other decision. And if you feel more confident with these smaller things, then feel free to start applying the rule to somewhat more complex decisions at work. Or transfer it to daily management, and you will see that there is a certain automaticity and you will develop an intuition on your own. And in the future, perhaps listen to it more when you have had the first positive experiences with it. How often have you already had the thought in your head, I knew it all along, I sensed it from the beginning, it was somehow clear? Exactly, that is your intuition. and how wonderful it would be to listen to it right from the start, to truly become aware that this intuition exists and then perhaps bring more understanding, but also more resilience into that initial decision, into that first feeling. And for that, it makes a lot of sense to always take a moment to reflect when you've made a quick decision. Was this decision effective? Or what could I do better next time? And that helps to learn from every application. So even when reaching into the closet for the bathrobe just before going out the door, a quick look in the mirror. Was my decision effective? Was it sensible? What could I do better? Not just next time, but maybe even today. That's certainly allowed too. It's important to remember that flexibility is crucial. The 3-second rule is a tool, but one of many. Be ready to deviate from it when the situation requires it. Sometimes a deeper analysis is truly necessary for some processes and decisions, and that's completely fine. Just see the rule as a way to start the decision-making process and not as a rigid system. That is my first impulse, and there are no more deviations from it now. And as promised, now a completely different application. We are turning the system upside down, so to speak. It also helps overcome procrastination. What a wonderful word. So putting things off. Often we have topics in mind. I actually ought to imagine in the morning sitting comfortably on the sofa. I see myself right now on this sofa. And yes, that happens too. The cross trainer calls me and I just think, does he mean me? Somehow the sofa is nice too, and I'm in the middle of thinking about various things. And look at the clock. I might not even manage the whole hour anymore. It rarely happens, but it does. And then I just use this rule in a completely different way. Not to make the quick decision for the first gut feeling, but simply a headstand. I count 3, 2, 1, go. Accompanied by a clap hands and off the sofa onto the cross trainer. No inner monologue, no procrastination rituals. Let's go. And that is a wonderful additional application of these 3 seconds. So, whether it's cleaning out the wardrobe, using the cross trainer, or whatever you've been wanting to do, when it comes to mind, 3, 2, 1, go for it. And of course, here's an extremely good example to end with: sharing this podcast. Don't think about it for long. After a final sentence in this episode, and you already know how it will go, you say loudly 3, 2, 1, and then off you go. And you share this episode with your first 3 contacts. And if you haven't given a 5-star rating yet, then do it right after. And here they are. The name of this podcast is Success is Not Luck. But always remember, today is a good day to be happy. We'll hear from each other in the next episode.